Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And as the saying goes, some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some provide the opening remarks and final credits to a weekly audio transmission, while their collection of Hallmark Christmas movie miniature figurines go seriously undusted. Be that as it may, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Wanderlost, in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my good butt, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Aw, yeah, baby.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. I'm a bit confused, I guess.
What are you confused about?
I was going through your stuff the other day. No big deal. Mm-hmm. Don't freak out.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever you found is, I'm sure, like, it's totally cool and normal.
And I found a book or mm-hmm. tome.
Okay, this could go either way.
Called Catch Her in the Rye.
Catch her in the rye?
And I thought it would be some sort of like, I don't know, salacious romp. And it was so weird. Uh-huh. And I don't know why I'm saying this, but I would say like over-celebrated for some reason.
Huh, you could tell just from reading it. With no cultural context, do you think that it's an over-celebrated book?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know what? I think you're a phony.
What?
I think you are a phony.
You know what? I'm going to keep this book on me at all times, and I'm going to find you, Niekamp. I'm going to find you, and I'm going to take you out.
Oh,
or
no.
My name isn't Chunt, middle name, last name.
Mm-hmm. I am also joined by my other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The Elves know me as Fear and Yalak, the Dwarves know me as Zonan and Hugstanges, and I am known throughout the Northeast as Gaswanius Maystar.
Don't be our daddy boy.
Chunt, we should get you a middle name and a last name. I love names.
Could I? Oh, guys, could I, please? Oh, could
sure.
I?
Sure.
Well, let's see. I love Q as a middle initial.
I see what's happening here.
So perhaps you're Chunt Quentin.
Oh.
Arnie, what's a good last name?
I don't know, but I'm curious, Chunt,
Kneecap.
What did you think was happening here? What did you think we were going to try to trick you into doing?
Well, in my head, I'm like, of course, someone's going to say Chunt P. Badger or Chunt Q. Badger, and it started happening, but then you sort of said Quentin Niekamp?
Chunt Q. Niekamp.
Chunt Quentin Niekamp, and I think that's just tops.
Okay. All right. Do we want to... Is there anything we need to do in this world to seal a name change?
Sure. You just have to sign these adoption papers.
Oh, I don't know. This is a big responsibility. Can't we just be like cousins or something?
Chunt, do you want him to sign the cousin papers instead?
I mean, I'd prefer you adopt me, but I guess if cousin's the best I can get, then I'll take it.
Here you go. Kissing cousins form.
Oh, wait a second. Oh, wait, we just have to kiss the form? Okay.
Mwah. It's done.
And of course, I was just in the form of a form.
All right, cuz.
Congratulations on your new cousinhood.
Wow, this is a big deal. I just had no idea when I woke up this morning that you were going to be family.
Yeah. Wow, this is...
I mean, we're already sort of family in a Fast and Furious kind
sure,
of way.
Sure, yeah. Like when you meet your dad's friend and he's like, this is your uncle. And I'm like, well, maybe, but it seems more like
exactly.
a friend. Oh, this is so cool. You said Arnie like it's a what?
Oh. Like in a Fast and Furious way. In the way that we're just always talking so fast and really mad at each other.
Yeah.
You think of us as family.
Yeah.
Because I don't think of the two of you as family. I love the both of you. I don't get that wrong. But I don't think of you as family, because I was born of a conspiracy of bird and wind and rain and fire that insisted there be a champion. And I did come fully formed into this world to insist that good triumph over evil.
That's right, cuz. He doesn't know what family even is.
Wait, what?
Totally, cuz. I gotcha.
Wait.
Secret handshake.
Oh. Oh.
And the finish.
Well, I guess so.
Look at you, Zori. He's a regular Holden Caulfield over here.
Ugh. What? What does that mean?
Phony.
What? I want to be in the family now.
Well, are there papers for... Are there any family slots open?
Here, I'll sign these adoption papers and make you my son, Arnie.
Arnie, okay. Also, family slots open was on your recent Google search history on your phone.
Psst, that's private.
Sorry, I'll pretend I didn't see it. Oh, I'm looking around the bar, cuz, and I don't see any sort of animal or troll or, like, a prince or anything. I don't see, like, a guest. Do we have a guest today?
There is... I don't know what this is. There's something floating over towards us.
Oh, yeah, it's sort of humming. Oh, wait.
It's not really floating as much as it's hovering.
Hey. Hi.
Hey, hello.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, guys. That's how you say it. Hey, guys.
You nailed it.
Hey.
Thank you. I've been working at it. Yeah.
Yeah. This is now, do you mind joining us? Do you mind if we ask you a few questions?
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, thank you. Yes.
Okay. Great.
I mean, I don't know. I don't mind. Yes.
Great.
I would like to. Yes. Hi.
Hi. So are you, to look at you, and I apologize if I get any of this wrong, you seem to just be three hovering rods?
Arnie.
No, that's fair. That is good. I mean, I that is a truth about myself that I am three hovering rods. Probably 16 to 17 inches long.
Must be nice.
Not bad.
Each of my rods.
Sure.
Cylindrical.
Yeah.
I thought, given the sort of, I guess the mortal accoutrements, the clothing that I have on me, that maybe I would blend, but I haven't. But that's okay.
Oh, that I'm sorry. Okay. And it's true. You do seem to have some clothes kind of draped over your assorted rods.
And three very tiny and adorable hats.
Thank you.
That I don't really pass you off as a humanoid, if that's what you were going for. I'm
no,
not
that's
sure.
fair. That's fair. Okay. I need to hear this stuff. No, I maybe it was too many hats. Because now I'm gathering, looking around the tavern. Most people go with the one hat if they do a hat at all.
This is a very hat forward place, to be clear. So you were right about that. Like almost everybody is wearing a hat.
But I also understand the instinct. Were I three hovering rods, I'd say, well, each rod needs a hat.
Gets a hat. Yeah.
Not to be confused with the three rods who hover. Anytime I order mozzarella wands, all three rods are like, ooh, are those mozzarella wands? I'm like, you know they are.
Yeah.
Get out of here, big Rodney, little Rodney, and other Rodney.
No, those mozzarella guys. Yeah, no, not that. Thank you.
That doesn't lead me to the question, though, three hovering rods.
Yeah.
Are with the hats, it makes me wonder, are you collectively one... identity, or are you three?
No, it's just me, three hovering rods. You know, I maybe if you wanted to give me a nickname, THR or Fur.
Oh,
fur.
Okay.
I like that. Yeah. No, it's just me. The beings that I come from exist in a sort of series of multiple geometrical hovering entities.
Oh, wow, sure. I've never heard somebody call their parents the beings that I come from.
Well, you haven't.
Literally makes sense.
You haven't met my polygons.
Sorry to ask such a rude and invasive questions.
Yeah.
But you must understand that Arnie is sending this back to his world.
Yeah. Sure.
As an audio format. So sometimes people may not visualize you unless we ask these things.
Yep.
What is the composition of those rods? Is it graphite? Is it steel? Is it wood? I can't. There's like a faint glow about you that I can't quite parse what you're made of.
You know, it's a material that to name it sort of transcends language.
Oh, he doesn't know.
metal. I just metal.
Sure. Just metal. You know, okay.
Yeah. Just a sort of dense metal.
Ooh, dense metal. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that sounds kind of tough, doesn't it?
Yeah. Very good. Very interesting. Yeah. Very
dense
intriguing.
Metal. Three little hats. But to me, I mean, this is. I just love this. I love coming down here. I love, you know, just wearing clothes. This is a tremendous adventure to me. And
now, I noticed you said coming down here.
Yeah.
Which indicates some sort of descending from some other place. Where do you come from originally?
Do you know the Darkened Hills?
Oh, yes. I love the Darkened Hills.
The Darkened Hills? Yeah.
Yes. Sometimes I go up there with my horse Grimhoof. And we do all manner of foul and unholy incantation.
Oh, that was bugging me. That's where I knew you from.
Yeah.
Is from the hidden glens in the darkened hills.
Yeah, the circles and the blue fire. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. No, I love you guys. Those are awesome. Yeah. So I descend down here and, you know, put on clothes because I just find you so, all of you so fast. It's just adorable. This thing, people at tables and drinking drinks. It's just, it's just so nice.
Oh, would you like to try to drink a drink?
Oh, could I?
Oh.
Sure. We can get you out and see what happens.
Yeah. Okay.
Arnie, Chunt, would you like a drink?
Hey, real quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he needs to, like, dip each one of his rods in a drink to kind of, like, get the gist of it, I don't want to pay for three drinks.
I can cover it. It's all right.
Then I'll take a, King's Juice. I just had one. Maybe, like, a Mulberry Spritzer.
You've got it, nephew. Son?
You know what? I feel like I always have the same drinks. I never have the drinks Chunt drinks. I'm going to have a King's Juice. I'm going to have my cousin's drink.
A little bit of raspberry?
Yeah, I'll take a little raspberry in mine.
Yeah.
Thanks, Unky Yusey.
Did you want three different drinks or one drink?
Oh, no, just one. Just one, because that's how it's done.
Would you like an ale to start with, just to start with, like a classic ale?
Is that a good one? Is that a good one for
it's
someone
It's a classic for a reason.
Okay.
To be clear, Thur, none of them are good to start. None of them, it's going to be bad.
All right.
But, you know, it's a learning experience.
No, that sounds great. I'm just happy to be a part of things. So, yes, an ale would be nice.
I'll be right back with those drinks.
Third, do you mind? I'm curious to hear a little bit more about these shapes that you came from.
Uh-huh.
What is your relationship? You know, we're family is so much on our mind right now. What's your relationship like with your family?
Well, I mean, to be honest, it's a lot of kind of gathering in a circle, or perhaps a more complex shape, depending on how many of us there are.
Mm-hmm.
Gather like in a clearing in the mountains, and we kind of just all hover there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some sort of celestial. It's awful. It's just awful, and it goes on for days. And
just hovering in the clearing.
It's just, and I think everybody else is getting a lot more out of it than I do, because I don't know if they're omniscient, but they're really smart, and I'm just occasionally clever. I'm just not mm-hmm. as mm-hmm. I'm just not as smart as the rest of them, and so you know, I kind of my being here is kind of, you know, big fish, little pond, yeah. kind of thinking like I might be on the smart side for this.
Well, let's not make any assumptions too fast.
Okay, all right.
Third, so and when you're in the clearing with all the other shapes for yep. days and days, yes. is it one of those things where ever all the other shapes are leaving the circle being like, wow,
well, yeah.
that was amazing. And you're just like, wow, okay.
Yeah, no, I end up sort of playing little mental games by myself, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. like, okay, how many rocks can I count in the next 30 seconds, you know, mm-hmm. and then I challenge, see if I could beat the record. But yeah, no, everybody else comes out of it like they can't put it into words mm-hmm. what they've gone through. It was such a transcendent experience, but I can put it into words what yeah. I've gone through. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hovering is pretty much yeah. the word. Mm-hmm. Humming. That's, I guess there's two words.
A yeah. couple of king's juices and an ale for our new friend. Oh, and a you. Basket of mozzarella wands. Get out of here! Get back!
No, Rod, the Rodneys.
The Rods who hover, get out of here.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, let me just position my rods around this glass. Okay, all right. I think... Is it starting to go down a little bit?
Yeah, I see the level of the liquid in the glass. Yes, okay. It is going down.
Ho! Oh, that is...
He's drunk.
Oh, man. Okay, how's my hovering, honestly?
A little lopsided, but still not bad.
You look great.
Okay, all right.
Do me a favor. Do this.
Woo! Woo! Like that?
Nailed it. Yeah, nailed it.
Oh, yeah. Did you like the little rod quivering when I did it?
Yeah. A little, yeah.
Yeah. A little okay. vibration, a little shaking.
There is a little test we do sometimes if we want to know if you're drunk or not.
All right.
Do you see that straight line?
Yes.
Can you copy it exactly?
Let me try. Hold on. Let me move away from the glass here.
Okay. Okay. You seem a little buzzed. Yeah, you seem a little buzzed.
I seem a little buzzed. Okay. Well, you know, this is all new to me. I mean, this is all part of the same experience to me. Is the hats, the scarf, the dress shirt that mm-hmm. you know I have on here, and then the ale. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a guy in a tavern kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm buying it.
Oh, good.
Oh my goddesses, I'm such an asshole. I am so sorry. I've been eating mozzarella wands.
Mm.
Are these related to you or like?
No.
Oh, no. Oh.
Phew. Please.
Would you like one? Would you want to eat another straight line of a?
Okay. No, that would be spooky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drinking is one thing, but eating, that seems like a lot.
It's yeah. a lot to ask, I think.
We'll work up to it.
Okay.
Maybe we'll work up to it.
Maybe with some more ale.
Maybe with some more ale. And maybe right after this break. And I had a question about the scarf.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I notice you've wrapped around all three of the rods.
Yes.
Tied it into several knots.
Yes.
Was that a knitting needle situation? How'd you pull that off?
Okay. So you know what a simple machine is? Mm-hmm. Lever, yes. pulley, wedge.
Yeah, oh yeah. We met a complex yeah. machine last week.
Yeah, okay. So if you look at, lean in real close, let's say to rod two okay. here. Lean in real close, look in there. You see there? Like millions of little simple machines. I got rows and rows of levers and pulleys, and those take care of a lot of the object manipulation that I need to do when I'm, you know, going mortal, you know, going down here and hanging with you guys. So yeah, it's a slow process of fixing all these things. That's why, you know, folks where I come from, bunch of nudies. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's all these little simple machines putting this on.
Yeah, it's truly incredible and massively impressive. I wonder if I don't know how else to say this. are you an artifact of the goddesses? Are you some sort of divine being that we should bow down to or pledge our allegiance to? Or
I don't think so. I mean, this is the Damn. Kind of pickle that I'm in, is that I think to truly understand the wonder that is me requires a level of wisdom and intelligence that, darn it, I can't seem to get to.
You know what, though? We've all been there.
Have
I
you?
Feel like to understand the wonder of me, I haven't been able to. That's my life. That's my life's journey, to understand the wonder of myself.
Yeah. Like, when do you hover?
I generally don't hover. I mean, I guess there have been some situations where I've hovered, but usually not by my own accord.
Okay.
Yes, not of your own volition. I think I'm the only one. Well, Chunt, you could probably hover if you wanted to, right?
I think I'd have to shapeshift into something that flies or floats.
Right.
Yeah.
And I hover, but not as a rule. But maybe I should more. It seems like it's some sort of path to a higher state of consciousness. Possibly.
It could be. I mean, I really should have pursued that kind of education further. Yeah. I should have gone to school. I should have paid attention.
Okay.
I shouldn't have just, you know, come down here and be powered by infinitesimally powerful tiny gyroscopes that that allow me to do this. You know, I should have used this for something else. But again, everybody else mostly just gathers in a circle and has this sort of transcendent thing. I just don't get it.
Wait a minute. Now, Thur, when you mentioned you should have gone to college, I want to say you dropped something, but I don't know if you can drop something. I see it here. It's an acceptance letter to Hubbard. Yeah. Is that a school?
Yeah. If you look closely, it says Hubbard Job Training Program on it.
Okay.
This was a gag because I didn't get into Hubbard University.
Oh, okay.
And so I thought, you know, and this was the others playing kind of a gag on me, that making that there was like a job training vocational tech kind of thing.
Got you.
That there isn't. Yeah.
So the others, of your kind.
Yes.
What would they major in if they did go to Hubbard?
I think probably like engineering,
quantum mechanics, and fission. These sorts of things that Arnie has mentioned that I only vaguely understand.
I think a lot of them. There's alchemy majors.
Ooh.
Yeah. There's some people have come back with degrees that just say oneness.
Ooh.
And, you know, I don't know what to do with that.
You know, I feel like that kind of degree, that seems like a good idea at the time. I feel like you're going to college and you're like, you know what, I'm going to major in oneness. But then
you're going to major in oneness, and everybody else back home already has a sense of oneness. So where are the jobs?
It's like, took ayahuasca. We get it.
Yeah.
And they say, look, if you're a oneness, you can get a job as anything. But still, you probably should pick up a skill.
Yeah. 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 And so, I mean, to me, like, where the way I pay my bills, like clearing the rocky outcropping for the standing around or hovering around, seeing each other kind of thing. And I don't know, man, it's just... I think there's more to life, like this ale. Let me wrap around this ale again. Oh wow, yeah. No, that is not good, but kind of good also at the same time, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Thur, I appreciate that you, like so many people, you're like, I could go to school, but instead I'm going to dedicate time to learning how to drink.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean. That's why I have the backpack.
Yeah. Yes. I wanted to ask what was in there, but I didn't want to be rude.
Yeah.
So are there other mortal humanoid activities that you're interested in particularly? Are there any that have caught your eye?
I'm drawn to candle making. Okay. Obviously, right. For the
sexy stuff right out of the gate.
Yeah, like the shape, and you know that you could have a rod, and it's on fire, and then it disappears after a while.
Oh yeah.
You know, I want to learn all about that.
Okay.
Root vegetables. I don't know what's going on with them.
Yeah.
You put something in the dirt and it comes back as another thing. Like to me, you know, like that's cool. Like I think to a lot of people, three hovering rods is, magical and cool. But to me, like a rutabaga is, really does the trick.
Have you thought about plumbing? They're sort of like twisty rods that send water everywhere.
Yes, and they seem to... I mean, I was in the restroom earlier.
Why?
Curious. I mean, I don't secrete.
Oh, sure.
I don't secrete at all. But, and the ale I've consumed becomes a sort of subatomic mist when I'm through with it. But, yeah, I was noticing the plumbing because these are bendy rods that seem to hover in place. I mean, they're gravity-bound, but to my way of purposes, it's just like, abstract portraiture.
Hmm. Well, I think we've all been in the restroom because we're curious at some point or the other, but I just want to know how we might assist you. What other activities could we help you with even this evening? Or perhaps we could... call a provost or something? I don't know. How are we supposed to help?
Yeah. No, I mean, if there are any games, if you guys know any games, you know, people where I come from, it's not a lot of fun. It's
okay.
You know, fun is not prioritized.
I have the perfect game for your very first game, Thur. I have to assume it's your first game. I'm not sure.
Yes. Yes, totally.
This is a classic called Cat or Doctor. Now, someone is going to do an impression, and you have to guess if they're doing an impression of a cat or a doctor.
Yeah, that's true. One of our oldest games. Favorite. All-time favorite. Doctor.
Okay.
Chunt, do you want to start, or should I start?
Why don't you start?
I'm sorry, but the prognosis is not good. You have measles.
Okay. So would a cat say that? Would a doctor say that? Would a cat say that to a doctor?
Wow, you're really thinking it over.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm very, very bright by your standards. But I think that it's nurturing sounding. It's caring. It seems like something that somebody would say when they're cozying up into your lap. I'm going to go with the cat.
Damn it.
Ooh, nice one. Third.
Got it. Woo. You got your first one.
Really? Because I was going to guess doctor on that one.
Really?
Why?
Because of the... prognosis of measles.
Well, didn't you see the way I sort of licked the back of my hand and like
he was cleaning himself?
Yeah, I just thought there's some weird stuff that you do.
Now, Arnie, we're gonna have you go, but keep in mind that the last time we played, we got in a big fight because you wouldn't stop playing Dr. Katz and giving a big shit-eating grin for some reason.
Oh yeah, I was squiggling all over the place. Let's see. I'll do okay. That's mine.
What was it? What are you doing? You're just sort of stretch. Whose turn is it? I think I know. I don't want to jump ahead though.
Third, do you want to take a guess?
That is. You seem to have something in your mouth. I believe that to be a hairball.
Yes.
And so I'm going to say again, cat.
Wow. Arnie, was that right?
I'm afraid it was a doctor choking on a hairball.
Oh, wow. I was so close. I thought it was a doctor choking on a cat.
I mean, it was cat hair. So you were onto something.
Yeah, I was on the right track.
I'll go real quick, and then Thur, you'll bring it home. okay, here we go. All
right.
Me. Ow.
Oh.
Me. Ow.
It's a tricky one.
Is it possible it's like a self-diagnosing doctor?
Let Thur figure it out. Thur's clearly a genius from another dimension or something. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah. I think that's some sort of healer, which a cat can be, but I think that is a caring individual who is hurt and understands pain. Ooh. Doctor.
Yeah, I was a doctor.
Okay.
Good
wow.
job.
Wow, you're
good
great, this Thur. And then oh, Thur, you've seen how it's played. So now we'll have Usidor guess while you go ahead and choose cat or doctor.
Okay, so cat or doctor. All right, this is great. I don't know if this is a great game because, again, it's my first one. I have nothing to compare it to. Well,
thank you for your honesty.
It's a wonderful right. game.
But it is automatically my favorite game I've ever played.
Oh, good.
And the worst. All right. All right. So, cat or doctor. Here we go.
The rods are just kind of spinning.
Mm-hmm. Are we sure he's playing? He's not just thinking of what he's going to do.
Thur, are you okay? Or is the ale having some sort of reaction?
Yeah, but I think I'm better. To sum up, okay, cat or doctor?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Usidor,
okay.
I guess.
Let me think. I have to think about it. Okay. I'm going to say doctor, but the doctor was a woman.
Wait, it's either a doctor or a woman. Can't be both.
No, Chunt. The doctor was a woman.
How?
Get with the times, man.
How?
Isn't that a nurse?
Maybe on Arnie's world, but not here.
Okay.
Thur, is there any, like, social things you'd like to... I mean, obviously the game is social, but, like...
Yeah.
Would you like us to introduce you to people?
Oh, sure, but first I need you to take your guess as to whether that was a cat or a doctor.
Oh.
I guess doctor.
Oh, you guessed doctor. Okay. It was a cat.
Damn it.
Mm. It was the inner harmony with the universe of a cat. That's what it sounds like.
Huh. Oh.
I'm pretty good at impressions.
Thur, do you want to know my secret strategy for this game?
Yeah.
My secret strategy is to almost never answer because no matter what you say, the other person is going to say it's the other thing.
What?
Mm. Oh, yes.
That's not how this works at all.
Seems like it.
I don't think so.
And then you think if they're going to say the other thing, then you say, well, maybe I'll say that other thing. And then maybe it was the first thing all along.
Exactly.
You can make yourself crazy.
While these two mental giants parse through the game, why don't we take another quick break and we'll be right back with more games.
Oh, well, there's a lot of interesting stuff in here. I like this slide whistle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's... Yeah, I didn't really know what to pack, and so I kind of just took the objects left behind by hikers who have died up in the darkened hills.
Yeah. Well, if you take a slide whistle into the darkened hills, you're definitely going to die.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, that's... I feel no guilt about that one. Yeah, the bird seed that's in there, I don't know what that expedition was about, but yeah, I figured I'd bring that along. Maybe I'd run across a hungry bird. I don't know. I mean, I'm still new to this.
Oh, I have so many friends who are birds. I don't know if you know this about me, but I love birds.
No.
I would trade you that bird seed for something, let's see. I have here, I have a rock. A mystical gem.
Ooh.
Whoever owns this rock shall ne'er be hungry.
Oh, this, the gray one here?
Yeah, the gray one. Yeah, what do you think about that? You want to trade that for that bird seed?
Yeah, totally. Yeah?
Okay.
Is that, wait, you guys, is that a good deal? Am I being hustled?
Do you ever get hungry, though?
No.
Anyway?
Not really.
Is this like seeds you feed birds, or is this like... seeds that when you plant them grow into birds? Because the second one's pretty cool.
Oh, good question.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I thought it was to feed them, but I guess we could, you know, like I've got all the time in the world to find out.
Yes.
I ain't dying anytime soon.
Oh, you're immortal?
Not quite.
Okay.
I'm almost immortal, which I guess makes me mortal, but it's a gray area. Yeah. I'm not feeling well.
So you're sort of pen mortal.
yeah, paramortal.
Paramortal, okay.
I engage in paramortal activities.
Hey! Get the hell away from the table. These are our mozzarella sticks.
Those Rodneys. Guys, let's collectively agree to not give them any respect.
I like little Rodney.
I like rapping Rodney.
He had his day.
Yeah.
But he's banned from the tavern, yeah, unfortunately. No. It used to be four rods who hover, but rapping Rodney got kicked out.
Yeah, that's for the best.
Yeah. No respect.
Is Usador all right?
I'm fine. Everything's fine. I just, those Rodneys, oh, how they vex me trying to steal our food with their grubby little hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I like, I don't know. Maybe I'm a snob, but, like, I like to keep my hovering rods fairly smooth. You know, like, if you look in close, I do have the layers and layers of millions of simple machines. Mm-hmm. But the veneer is so important. You've got to make yourself look nice, especially if you're going out, you know, to meet people.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute. Thur, dressing up, looking nice, keeping smooth. Are you trying to get intimate?
Three hats.
Are you trying to get physical with someone, Rod? I mean, Thur?
You know, I mean, if something comes of that, I, you know, just see where the night takes me. It's going to take me hovering. I know that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess I don't understand the physics, really, of how that would work. And I'm scared.
Sure.
That's natural to be scared.
Is it?
When two rods love each other. Oh, boy. I'm not really sure where this goes. I've never seen rods.
Amongst the shapes, is there any kind of procreation?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. It's called an emergence. Mm-hmm. And it's odd because you expect it to be a lot more majestic than it is.
Yeah.
But you know, in some of these, I guess they're ceremonies where we're just hovering around looking at each other, somebody's... like a flap will just open, like on a spring, and then there'll be like a squirting sound, and then a new shape or multiple shapes constituting a single being will just sort of fly out, and then there'll be a kind of like boing.
Oh wait,
sound.
That's just like what happens with us too.
Yeah, boing part for sure.
The flap opens and there's a squirting sound. Yeah, this is the basically one for one.
Yeah, kind of a honking sort of thing.
Yeah. If you're doing it right. Oh, yeah, if you're doing it right.
Okay, yeah.
So when the little door opens, you could maybe even say it like says, like, swing.
Yeah, yep. Swing, doing,
Maybe let's see that. Sorry, I'm drunk. Never mind me, I'm drunk.
Yeah, that doesn't do anything. What are you trying to do?
And then if the shape isn't very impressive, if it's just like a cube, then it's just sort of like a...
Right.
Yeah. He's a slide whistle.
So there's kind of a hierarchy to shapes then, whereas three rods would be very impressive. Three hovering rods, excuse me.
Thank you.
A cube might be like, not that impressive.
A cube, you hope that it's going to take on new facets eventually, but.
Sure.
But even rods, you know, I'm cylinders. I'm three cylinders. I'm not like. Five dodecahedrons. Like,
sure. Yeah.
So are there some of the shapes that you know are they're in sums greater than three? Like what's the biggest collection of shapes you know as one entity?
You know, I know some sevens. I know a couple sixes. I know four pyramids. They used to be five pyramids. And there was an accident.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
And, you know, so it's a little, it's tough.
It's got to be tough when you lose one of your pyramids. You probably always have a phantom pyramid.
Yeah, I think so. And, I mean, they're great. Like, I have known them for a long time, and they're great, but it's tough. You know, if you take risks with your five pyramids, sometimes it's 20% off, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Arnie, don't I recall you saying you knew some L.A. sixes?
You said Indiana 10s, LA 6s?
That makes me sound very shallow, which I am. So yes.
Fair.
Yeah. And you said you host a podcast with a couple of fours?
Yes.
What podcast?
Yeah, what podcast?
It's called Hello from the Magic Tavern.
What?
It's okay, cuz.
You have
two
podcasts named Hello from the Magic Tavern. Arnie.
You speak to your father like that?
That's the shape that... gave that you came out of or whatever. I forget what Thur said. The objects that produced you or something.
Yeah, just the the
polyhedrons,
forms.
I believe.
Yeah, all sorts of hedrons and gons and mm-hmm. and things like that. And I gotta say, Arnie, too, we love podcasts up there in the darkened mountains.
Oh.
Yeah, we're all the shapes are Bluetooth compatible, and we've heard of that, and you know, so it picks up just fine.
Can you pick up podcasts from other worlds or just this one? Or do you not even know where they come from?
Don't always know where they come from. We don't know if new episodes just aren't loading or if the thing went out of production.
Yeah. Right.
And we can listen to like 10 to 12,000 at the same time.
Oh.
Wow.
So you'll catch up in 5 years?
Yeah, that's right.
I just want to help you continue your immortal journey. Have you ever considered ordering your own drink at the bar for a moment while I talk to Arnie and Chunt?
Yeah, sure. No, I'll let me go give that a try.
Arnie, hey, Chunt. Did you guys notice? Oh, go ahead.
No, you.
I was going to say, did you guys notice every time he goes into a glass of ale, he points due north?
Well, I did notice that. What do you think it means?
Divining rod, right?
Oh.
That ties into the thing I want to talk to the two of you about. What if I don't know, let's say...
Come on, Uncle Usador, just say it.
Captured these three rods, and I put them into a staff, and then I would have the most powerful wizard staff in the world.
But you're going to just capture and enslave these three hovering
rods?
Blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. Yes, all right, you're so perfect.
I mean, I guess that works. Would you keep the hats on, though?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, maybe they could be encased in wood, so you wouldn't be able to talk.
Yeah, if you fight someone and they see you have a staff with a hat on it, you know they're going to ask for the name. They're going to be like, what's that thing called? And then you're going to be like, it's called the Destructor, or you're going to say something dumb.
I think we got to lose the hats. Oh, he's coming back.
I got so many compliments on hat number two.
Not everyone can pull off a Kangol. So.
Yeah, no, especially with the propeller on the top, because and they're like, is that how you're hovering? No, that's not how, it's just for show. And the thing about the hats is that they are more or less fused to me for the next probably 1,000 years or so. Just given there is no taking these hats off, these rods.
Why would you? I mean, they're very becoming.
Right.
So I would say just keep them on.
I think so.
Thur, can I ask, do you, like, conduct magic or anything? Like do you have a relationship to magic?
I have a relationship to things that would be seen as magical, but it's mostly... I take these pieces, I guess laminated paper, and there are shapes on them. There are hearts. There are diamonds. Mm-hmm. There are shovels.
Uh-huh.
There's another one. I can't remember. And then I can make it appear, and I don't think this has been done before, I can make it appear that I know which of these you're thinking of. And then show it to you.
Interesting.
So you might say that you have the ability to manipulate the forces of nature around you and your environment to a certain extent.
Yes. I call them tricks. And the papers I call... I mean, it's from card stock. So I call them card tricks.
Yeah, and, okay.
Yeah.
I think there's someone at the bar that wanted to see your other hats.
Ooh. I'll go see them right now.
Okay, great.
Hi.
Guys.
How are we going to grab this guy? Get him into a staff.
I think I figured it out. He's a nerd. He's just a nerd. He comes with a group of, like, all these shapes are like, oh, we're so mystical and important. I don't think so. I think they just think they're important. I think he's just a nerd.
He's a nerd and he didn't get into Harvard? I don't think so.
Well, I suppose there's that. No judgment on him. I'm just saying. Oh, hey.
Oh, hi. Yeah, no, they like the top hat. So, you know, different tastes for different folks. But no, yeah, the card tricks, I could do that all day long. Just, you know, and reading books, you know, that's a type of magic too.
Sure. And you could probably transmute lead into gold or
working on. I know I could. I'll put it that way.
Usador, there's someone at the bar that wanted to see your hat.
There's someone at the bar who wants to see my hat? I'll be right back.
Guys, I just figured it out. Usador's a huge nerd.
Oh my god, you're right. Oh yeah.
Quest for knowledge. Oh, I see.
Transmuting things into things.
Wizards.
Wearing blue.
Oh gosh. What?
He's coming back.
Yeah.
They were very impressed with my hat, but they also told me about a new graphic novel that I want to read.
How graphic?
Pretty graphic. Sounds like a lot of people get decapitated in it.
Can I just stop you right there? If it's Catch Her in the Rye, I threw it out my window. It might be making the rounds. Do not read it.
Okay. I'll pass it.
Nobody catches anyone. Usador, I'm going to ask you point blank.
Yeah.
You're my uncle. I love you.
I love you.
Your family. Are you a fucking nerd?
What?
Are you a fucking
nerd? Am I a nerd?
Are you a fucking nerd?
How dare you? What is nerdy about me? I've spent the last 350 years steeped in study, trying to learn ways to defeat the Dark Lord, spending every day poring over books and grimoires and tomes. There's hardly a day that I step outside to see the light because I'm so enthralled with the written word and
those little pewter figures on the table in front of you, did you paint those all by hand?
Oh, yes. It's very... You have to get a magnifying glass if you really want to get the details right. But these, they're miniatures, you know, and I find that if I'm planning out a campaign that's very fun, you can use them for a game, too, and, you know, sort of space it out. It's no cat or doctor, but...
And I also notice you have a lot of, like, replicas of carts, like, that you've glued together here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love building little tiny carts, little you know, model size carts to scale.
I've been to your home before, and you have a lot of spells on a shelf, in sort of protective boxes. And you said one to rock and one to stock.
Oh yeah. If you get a spell, you want to keep one in the box, and then you want another one you can actually play with. Right. Yeah. Of course.
That collection of tiny wands in your pocket of your shirt. There's a lining around them, like a protective sort of thing.
Yes, it's a robe protector. I got to protect my robe.
Okay, in case
magic leaks out. I don't want magic all over my robe. I'd look like a fool.
Right. Okay. No, that makes sense.
You three, you just don't get it. Bazinga!
Look, wait. Are you talking about? Oh, okay. Not just the three of me. But
the collective. The collective.
Thank you for recognizing my singularity. I feel really seen.
Oh, good, good. Well, yes. Okay. Well done.
Thur, I'm going to come out and say it.
Hmm.
That was a test.
What?
We've always known Usador's a big fucking nerd.
What?
But we says, Usador, come on, man.
Yeah.
But we suspected, Thur, that you might also be a nerd, and so we were trying to catch you and see what you would say.
Oh, no, I'm a cool guy. Aren't I a cool guy?
Says I'm a cool guy.
Yeah. What? Thur, also, you know what? It's okay, because guess what? And I know no one has suspected this for a second. I'm also a nerd.
What?
I have a podcast.
Oh.
I mean, I'm a kind of a cool guy nerd, but I'm still a nerd.
Oh, you said it. If according to Trent's rules, you're not cool now. You said you're a cool guy.
Fuck.
And Thur, this might blow your mind. I know you're hearing it from three people now, but Arnie's a nerd.
Wow. No, that's that's brave of you to say, to come out and say that Arnie's
a
nerd.
Mm-hmm. I know. I thought I might be vulnerable.
No, that was you showed tremendous vulnerability towards a different person other than yourself.
Thank you.
And, you know, now that we're talking about nerdy things, I have to confess, I have to do some promotional business, which is pretty nerdy, just for the podcast. We've been talking recently about how we have some new merch, in our merch store to celebrate new catchphrases that come up during the show. And it's been drawn to my attention. Last week, we did one where Chunt says, "Only you can prevent drugs." This was requested by a listener.
Okay.
And so that shirt is currently available in our store, in our Tee Public store. There's a link in the show notes. But it has come to my attention that Chunt wasn't actually the one that said that on the show. That was actually something Usador said.
Okay.
So we have to change the shirt, and it has to be Usador saying only you can prevent drugs.
I said that?
Yeah.
How about it's Usador speaking, and inside the word bubble is Chunt saying only you can prevent drugs, or whatever it was.
That seems complicated. That seems like a lot harder to do.
I'm going to say it seems a little bit like wearing three hats.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Arnie, as a compromise, could we add a new shirt at some point that's a design or graphic of Arnie, of you,
mm-hmm.
and there's a word bubble, and it says, there's new shirts in the merch store?
Yes, okay, here's what we should do. We're going to have, so look.
But that one's evergreen.
You probably have like a day until it switches over. So this is like your last chance to get the limited edition Chunt saying only you can prevent drugs shirt. And then it's gone. But that's going to be replaced by Usador saying only you can prevent drugs. A shirt that has me saying there are new shirts available in the merch store.
Well, I think actually Usador said that.
Okay. Okay.
But we'll give it to Arnie.
Okay. All
right, yeah, give it to Arnie. That's fine.
And then the Chunt one, he'll just be saying catchphrase pending until we have a new catchphrase that comes up.
Well, he's never come up with one.
Yeah, I keep trying. I just can't think of any.
So if you want these shirts, get them fast because as of next week, they could change.
Yeah.
Yes. Have you ever considered wearing a graphical teen shirt?
Ooh, I don't know where I would. I mean, I guess now I know where I could get one of those. I would like that quite a bit, like with a dragon or something on it.
Arnie's told us about a few from Earth that we don't sell, but I think you should get one that says, "Yes, I'm drunk, but you'll still be stupid tomorrow."
Right. What if there was one that said, "I don't have a drinking problem. I drink, I get drunk, I fall down, no problem."
Ooh.
That's a pretty good one.
I'm not as stink as you drunk I am.
There you go. Yeah.
What if you just had a shirt that said, "Co-ed naked hovering"?
What? Ooh. Polygon inspector.
Yes. Whoa, hold on. That's your parents.
Yeah, well, there's a lot that I need to find out about them.
Sure, yeah.
That's we don't true. Talk much.
Fibonacci body inspector?
Yeah.
Fibonacci, wawa.
That's our new shirt, everyone. We got it.
See, I'm not a nerd.
Fibonacci, wawa. And that shirt, I hate to say it, will never leave the store.
No.
The Fibonacci Wawa design is also available on oven mitts, hospital gowns, house arrest ankle bracelet devices, and snugglies, the official garment of giving up. Am I going to have to promote stupid new shirts every week? Is this what my life has become? Because last week's shirts are gone, and now apparently the following shirts are available in the Magic Tavern Tee Public store. There's one where Usador says, "Only you can prevent drugs." There's also one where Arnie says, "There are new shirts available in the merch store." And there's one where Chun says, "Catchphrase pending." Are we even trying? Is this whole thing like a dare? Is it Squid Game 2 grass Roots marketing? If you want to waste your money on any of these, there's a link in the show notes. To think saying the actual credits is a relief. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Thur, the Three Hovering Rods, was played by special guest John Moe. Check out John's podcasts, Depresh Mode, and Sleeping with Celebrities, wherever you get your podcasts. Arnie, Matt, and Adil recently guested on Sleeping with Celebs. If you're looking for a place to start, or a specific episode episode to avoid. Also, check out John's book, The Hilarious World of Depression, wherever books are sold. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Itu Tuominen, Celia, Deus Ex Machina, parentheses, feel free to call me anytime the show needs one, calling you right now to request a Deus Ex satisfying series finale, Bubba, Sean Griffiths, Liz Burke, Jesse Flary, Trul Severi Lear, Hannah Miller, and Sydney Ray. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Red Keener. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.